Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Mary, you're looking stunning in pink today.
Oh, thank you.
That's it? That's all you got for me? Do you not? She's like, I don't want to take a compliment right now. And also, Courtney, you look like shit, so I can't give it back to you. I do look like absolute shit today.
I literally just, all I said was thank you.
Thank you.
And then you froze.
Well, how is your journey? We're done with Prolon. We finished on Friday or Saturday morning. Talk us through your journey and how it's been since.
I'm going to be honest. That was tough. That was one of the tougher times of doing this. I think that was like my third or fourth or fifth time. I don't know what number it was.
It was our third.
But that was, but that was tough. This was a tough one. And then the problem was, is I actually had to work on Saturday. So I was like working this event and I was like telling my boss, I was like, I am starving. I'm starving.
Cause she had it. The last thing she had had was the last soup. And then it was like 12 o'clock and she still hadn't eaten anything.
No. And I was like, my boss like, oh my God, I'm so hungry too. I'm like, you have not been fasting. He's like, okay. I was like, I mean, I'm totally fine. Everything's fine. I finally had found like a Diet Dr. Pepper, like where I was. I was like, this will have to do. But also, guys, Diet Dr. Pepper, 5 stars. I've replaced like my Coca-Cola with Diet Dr. Peppers.
I think Diet Dr. Pepper is actually pretty good. But that just would not be the first thing that I'd grab after a fast.
No, but when you either have that or nothing.
True.
You got to take what you can get, you know? True. And then I ate, and then I went to like a nice like Michelin star restaurant after, and you know,
was every morsel delicious?
Oh my God, this place called Hatchet Hall. So LA has never had Michelin star restaurants until like last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it just wasn't a thing. And so this restaurant I had gone to before, Hatchet Hall, it's in Culver City. It's lovely. They have this cornbread, you would die.
I mean, I did read the menu and I noticed the cornbread. It caught my eye.
It's what they're known for. You guys, I thought they had literally brought us out a dessert because it came in like this like round. It looked like it was chocolate cake. And then it had like this nice like dollop of butter on top. I thought it was like ice cream or whipped cream or something. So I didn't even, I was like, no, I'm not going to like touch chocolate in my first round of food here. And then someone was like, no, that's cornbread. It's also dark in there to be fair. Okay. Because I really couldn't see. And then I was like, oh. Don't talk to me for a little bit.
Did you savor every bite?
Yeah, because it was also like served kind of family style. And there were a bunch of us at dinner. So it worked out nicely where you're like, I can't take too much because I got to pass the plate on to the next person.
I see.
So, you know, you got a taste of everything. It was good. This week's a little tough for me. I just feel a little stressed out. So I'm trying not to like, I'm back to working out though, which that was like the one thing about when you like do a fast, it's really hard to like work out because, you know, you're kind of at a calorie deficit. And I really enjoy like being able to like walk or work out. Like I have a treadmill under my desk, you know, I'm walking there, got to ride the Peloton, went for a run today. So I feel good there, but gotta be better. Gotta be better. We have 7 weeks until we go to Hawaii, Mary.
I have been dry since January 1.
Me too.
And we'll see what happens this weekend. I said I'm allowing myself a damp January.
Yeah,
so
I think it's fine.
If I have a glass of red wine this weekend, which I'm craving, I'm okay with that. And I'm going to have a dirty martini on my dad's birthday.
Nobody's judging you but me.
My food intake has been incredible. I bought Bethany Frankel's skinny girl dressing. It's 10 calories for 2 tablespoons.
She sent a photo today of her salad and just in the background is like, is that skinny girl dressing?
Yeah, I brought my own salad dressing to work. I'm just having salads for lunch, cottage cheese for breakfast, and protein and veggies for dinner. It's really boring.
And you know what I'm really pissed about?
Uh-oh. My energy is very low and I've had dull headaches for about a week. So I just thought I'd feel different. I'm like, I'm doing the work,
but
I'm trying.
But I got to say, like, since we last recorded, so much has happened. Like, how is that? Is that giving you an energy boost? Because you guys, I can't even like, I don't know what to do with all of this information. I think we start chronologically. Okay. So Thursday. So guys, everybody knows the Gentian Sing is happening on Friday. But on Thursday, kind of, I think to kind of bury it a little bit.
Actually very interesting. I didn't even think about the timeline.
We get word that Lisa Rinna is out, baby.
And it was one of those, like a Heather Dubrow one. Like, we mutually both decided to go our separate ways. Lisa, you're fired. Your contract wasn't renewed. Kathy won.
I mean, now Andy said on his radio show he thinks Lisa, like, will be on a pause. I mean, she said in the reunion, put me on pause. And I don't think she really thought that was going to happen. I honestly didn't think it was going to happen either, contrary to, like, the fact that a lot of people wanted it. I really did not like, I thought that they were kind of delaying things to let the Rinna hatred die down a little bit before renewing the contracts.
So she's been on for 8 seasons. Mm-hmm. I love Lisa Rinna. I've loved her since she was Billion Days of Our Lives. Yep. And I still love her. And I feel like I was a Lisa Rinna apologist for many years. And then I flipped on her. I did flip on her, but I'm sad, and I think it's going to be hard shoes to replace. Erica was so annoying. She's filmed by like TMZ. Like,
you don't think she called them?
Oh, she's like, she's the goat. She's the goat. No one can replace those shoes. No one can fit into those shoes. She's the goat. I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, Kyle has said, like, you know, it's a really big hole that's been left. I'm like, I got it, guys. These shows have fired women before and they've continued on.
Do you think Kyle was genuinely upset about Rinna being gone? Or does that help her? Is that going to be easier for Kathy? Does that help her family dynamics?
So I think Kyle is a double-edged sword.
Yep.
I think for the family dynamics, it is probably good that Lisa is gone. And I feel like towards the end, she was kind of having to choose, do I choose my friends or do I choose my family, even though I consider Rinna like a sister. But I also think she likes Rinna on the show to do the dirty work with her family that she does not want to do.
Completely.
So in theory, I think this is good for Kyle if she wants to keep those familial relationships. But I don't know if for the show's sake, how Kyle feels about it.
Also, Erica's kind of on this island alone. I have a feeling she's going to clink on to Dorit, and she is going to ruffle some feathers between Kyle and Dorit or its relationship.
I don't know, because at BravoCon, if you remember, Erica said, when they asked Erica who the next couple to divorce were, she said Dorit and PK. I forgot about that. I actually think Erica's going to go buddy up to Kathy Hilton.
No.
Yep. I think her and Kathy, I think if Erica's smart, she'll go to Garcelle, and I think that she will go to Kathy, and I think for
Sutton. low-hanging fruit. Georgia girls, they got the peaches together. Mm. They're both divorced. They're both single. Well, she might be with Ajit.
No. They're just friends.
Oh, they're yeah. Friends. Uh-huh. Friends that touch privates.
Maybe she's like me and Jacqueline. I don't know. Maybe he wants to be a gynecologist. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. But then also, so like Rinna announces this, right? And then like,
honestly, I felt like a little bit of mourning. Like that was sad for me.
She is an iconic housewife. Like already. Okay. I know I'm jumping ahead, but like, we'll get there. Like when the Rahuga cast was announced, I was like, oh, I thought Rinna would be on it.
Right.
I was like ready. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, we'll get there. But
wait, I also love that she said, this is the longest job I've ever had. It was for 8 years. I'm like, God bless you. Your honesty. She's like, this is the longest job I've ever held in my
life. Honesty there, because it's just a fact. Because the honesty that she's leaving is not fact. Right. You know? And then just to like add on to that too, then like a couple of days later, Diana's like, hey guys, Bravo is like giving me grace and letting me deal with my pregnancy because I'm on bed rest. So like, it's fine. I'm not coming back. We're like, nobody cared. I mean, I take care of yourself. Physically, you're in bed rest, like congrats on being pregnant, all this stuff. But like, oh, we just all assumed you'd already been fired.
Also, do you think Rinna was like shocked by this?
Okay, so my mom and I were trying to have this conversation. I'd love to pose this to you. And if there's any producers listening, feel free to drop into our DMs. When do you think they find this out? Do you think that they found that Lisa found out that day? Or do you think they found out before the holidays and kind of were like, hey, you have X amount of time to make your statement?
No, I think because her, Diana, and Erica did that live together and Rinna was kind of like up in the air, like, I don't know, will I be? And it almost made it.
When was the live? I don't recall seeing this.
Past the Christmas time.
Oh, like within the past
maybe
2 weeks?
After the New Year's.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, I feel like they didn't know yet. I don't think they know. I think they find out as quick as we do, to be honest. They tell them and then it gets released
so
really fast.
Erica, like maybe a week or so ago, had like reposted somebody's story. And it was a picture of Erica and Rinna saying these women have been signed on for season 13 or something like that. And it was a picture of her and Rinna, and Erica reposted it. And so I'm like, oh, interesting. Because then like a week later, it's announced. So my thought was maybe they offered her a friend of and said, mm-hmm. look, you did not like because. You know, they have these viewers choice things that they go after the seasons. They'll email certain people. I think you could sign up through it, Bravo, and they'll email you a bunch of questions, kind of like a focus group, right? Of like how you felt about the season. And they must have gotten so much overwhelming negative reaction about Rinna that they kind of were like, you can be a friend of or you can be off the show.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, Andy said it, like she's taking a pause. We're taking a step back. Like she's not being well received at the moment. And I do think this is a way for them to keep Kathy because the Kyle and Kathy dynamic is such a big part of the show. They're going to throw in Kim.
I feel like Kim's coming back too.
I think they're going to throw in Kim. Then we're going to have Dorit, Erica, Garcelle Sutton. And I think they'll throw in Brandy.
No, I disagree with you.
Because she's on Rugged.
Brandy Brandy's already said she'll go on the right. Kyle side. But my thing is, I think Dorit will be a friend of. And I'm worried about Crystal. I want Crystal to stay on this cast. I think she's gone. She hasn't announced it. I really think that Crystal's like, I feel like we don't see enough of her. And the dynamic that it's Garcelle, Crystal, and Sutton right now, like they need to keep people on that side to almost like wear the other shoe. Like Kyle can be in the hot seat. Will LVP come back?
No.
I don't know.
Also, that transitions us well into that trailer.
Ugh.
My God. I've watched it a billion times. Katie Coffey calling Tom an alcoholic and a drunk
and a loser.
Him saying that his marriage would still be together if it wasn't for this bar. And like, you knew they were struggling to open that bar. It took over a year. They literally did that party just for the show and then had to close it. It's actually open now. You got to get there, girl.
Okay, also, I'm in dry playing. January. Leave me alone. Okay.
Tom's playing in April. In LA. If you think he's so hot, you go see him in person.
Okay, first off,
also Courtney had a good idea that he should be my wedding band.
Thank you. Like, coming at me, it's like, I'm sorry. I think that you should hire him for your wedding band. The band does covers.
I know.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, come at me. Okay, wait, when is it?
It's like, there's like one on April 7th.
Yeah, but he's doing this, like, isn't this Coachella Culver weekend City? For me? No, Agora Hills. What? That's so far. I can't do that. Ooh, Friday, March 3rd. Oh, I'm not here. I'm going to find a way. And if it's at your wedding, it's at your wedding. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. I got things. This is a busy quarter. Okay.
Okay. And then, yeah. So basically, like, Raquel's definitely kind of like the villain, I feel like. And
you know what? Katie's good. Honestly, good. I'm sorry, Raquel. Have you not watched the show to see that Tom Schwartz? Guys, I get it. He is a loser. She's right. Katie's right. He's a loser. He stumbled into all the good luck.
How does she not know Garcelle's son is married either? That seems like something that would be easy to figure out.
Because she's a Bambi-eyed bitch.
Ooh, wow. Fighting words.
I just feel like this trailer, I was like, there is so much darkness in this trailer. Like, anybody's like good in like the good thing that's happening, like, oh, Raquel and Schwartz are like, you know, whatever, is like to the like, it's Katie that's in trouble, or, you know, that's going to feel like everything is someone else's pain, whatever good things are happening. It's like Ariana's crying. She's had a really tough summer. And then people are like, oh, are you in an open relationship? It's like all these things. It's like Lala, we have to watch the demise of like her and Randall, which is like, okay, you guys, also like Randall's ex Amber, like, got a restraining order against him. And there's like potential pedophile like charges. Like,
I saw that.
What is going on? But I think what Lala's talking about in the trailer is him like going bankrupt and like not having money and stuff.
Oh,
like, it's just, there just feels like, I mean, it looks so freaking good, but it feels so dark.
I feel like Sheena's going to have a great season. This is kind of going to be like, she's the most stable one, which,
I mean, we get her wedding.
We're getting her wedding,
but less Brock. James, we're getting less Brock.
James is back on the sauce,
clearly. And like, his girlfriend is coming. I mean, the cast photo to me is like, remember, you go back seasons. You've had like 60 people.
I know. It's exciting. And this season,
Charlie's not even in it. It's literally Sheena. It's Ariana. It's Tom and Tom. It's Lisa. It's Raquel. It's Katie. Who else is on it? Lala. And there's one more person.
There's one more new girl that is like, people are.
Christina Kelly is back. But she's not in the cast photo.
Okay.
Which is.
It looks fire. When does that start?
The 8th. It's the day after, I believe, after New Jersey. Okay, isn't New Jersey the 7th?
Because I'm worried about Jersey. I just think it's going to be a lot of the same. And we already know. Imagine if we didn't know that Joe doesn't go to the wedding. You know, like, we know so much in real time.
I don't care if he's there or not. I don't care. Well, you guys, I'm not really looking forward to Jersey again. I'm going to be honest. Will I watch every episode? Absolutely. I'll be there every week. But
I think Marge is on Manjaro. I think anyone that
she talks about it.
What? She is?
She, I don't know if it's Manjaro. She's on one of the diabetes ones.
Everybody. I think Oprah Winfrey's on it. Anyone that's lost weight recently.
I love Old Zumper.
I know. Just like, it's wild.
It's so crazy. It's so
it
crazy.
Is. It's truly, truly wild. I think Heather's on it too. She looks great. Heather Gay. She looks great.
Mm-hmm. That last scene of this week's episode with her and Lisa, I was like, wow. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Let's go back to Friday. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's go. No.
Typical ADD conversation over here.
Okay. So the Jensen scene. You guys. Okay. So it ends up, Jen gets 78 months. That's 6.5 years. Now, if you if you get a federal sentence, you don't get out on good behavior in like a couple of months, right? You still have to serve 85% of your sentencing. Okay. So she's going to be serving, that's about 351 days, according to my math. So she's going to be in there at least 5.5 years. Now, and do we think she'll be on good behavior? Will she be on good behavior? Her and Elizabeth Holmes have requested the same Texas facility. And then after she gets out, then she's on parole, like probation, basically for another 5.5 years. She owes over $9 million in restitution. I can't. You guys, I am shocked, especially after watching this episode too. I'm just shocked that she only got 6.5 years.
Don't people not typically pay the restitution?
I don't know, to be honest.
What's
I don't
the penalty
know.
For that?
I mean, I don't know. Like, if they don't pay it, would it not, like, kind of go to, like, next of kin? If anybody no. could tell us that.
No, no way.
Why not?
That wouldn't be. No, 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 no.
Why not?
Why would I be in, like, have my.
Because somebody has to pay it.
I this is an interesting question. And oh, yeah. I have zero knowledge about
so
it.
So I would actually, so you guys, I also started listening to the, I said last week, like I was going to listen to the Bravo docket. So I've listened to two of the episodes. They've done, I need to catch up because I was like, they're talking about this, but I bet you they give a lot of info. If you guys have it, like there's just so, they're just so good. And they're not even really like give like a ton of opinion either. They really just break it down for you of what's going on, which I just like love to know because you hear these things and they go into it and like, you know, what other people were doing and all this stuff. And you're just like,
can't wait.
This is the saddest thing. It is so insane to me that somebody is so like narcissistic in a sense that they're doing this kind of stuff. And then they go on a reality. Like,
but Stu screwed her, Courtney.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, okay, so you're telling me under oath that Stu is lying this whole time. We'll get there.
He screwed me.
But then, so then afterwards, after she gets sentenced, she then goes to a $4,500 dinner. Now, granted, there's 20 people there, so it's 200 blah, blah, blah. But let me just tell you that I now am 100% convinced that Coach Shaw is in on it. He's not divorcing her because she can't, you know, he's got the spousal protection.
They're I'm a little bit today. Worried about his dancing in with the star career.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's out. I think I'm honestly... I'm very surprised he still has a job at the University of Utah. Now, I know that there's a lot of testimonials. He's a great guy. Every time he's on my screen now, I'm like, mm-mm.
You don't trust him.
I don't trust you one bit.
Okay. Now, do you think Andy will get the sit down with 100%. Jen this weekend? Okay.
Will be this weekend. I don't know. So she has to surrender by February 17th of this year. They said she could appeal, like, but I thought she couldn't. Oh, yeah. Which... it's fine, whatever. But I'm like,
she'll have Valentine's Day and then go to Texas.
Well, she hasn't been. Years. I don't know if it's been confirmed that she's going there yet.
I don't think it has.
Like the judge said, oh, like also, if they want, they say said I want this specific one. He said I'll recommend Texas, but I'm not going to recommend a specific one.
The creepiest thing was that we know in her hat confessional, she had already pled guilty.
It's like
Courtney, you texted me that and that I had already thought about that. And I was like, I know.
So she says in her confessional, like, it's interesting to see who shows up for you. And Heather and Meredith are here in New York. Right. And I'm thinking, what you like? I'm just waiting because, you know, in 5.5 years, she's going to come out and be like, I only pled guilty because I never really did it. Like, I just don't think
no
that
ownership.
She's not one bit. It is so wild to me. This whole thing is so crazy to me.
We'll get deeper into this.
I mean, we are we are living in this. Can you imagine?
We're living history right now.
I mean, if there was going to be a course, and you know what? I think in 10 years, there might be a course about reality television and the psyche, maybe it's like a mental health, you know, something like that.
There's a course at San Diego State, the history of primetime television.
What the hell? Why wasn't that there when we were there?
I took it.
What?
Yes. I took it. And yeah, they go into all about like Monday Night Football. Just how the history of television changed.
What year did you take that?
My junior year, probably. Probably in 2007, maybe 2006.
That's just frustrating because I would have killed at that class.
It was a great class.
God, who knew how we could have started this so much sooner? So much sooner. Okay, let's see. Like, what else?
Ashley, everyone knew, like, Ashley and Luke, it looked like things were turning off. And I feel like she talked about him so nicely on Watch What Happens Live. I was kind of, like, waiting for her to drag him. And she's like, I met his family. They were lovely. But just, like, with Michael, it was super hard. And
she's getting back together with Michael.
What?
That's based on no evidence. Just based on that, I just feel like... there's something else going on. You know, her tagline is something like, you don't know, like, then there's a plot twist. And I'm like, the plot twist is this is all a ruse and they're not actually getting divorced and she's playing us all. No. I mean, again, based on nothing, this is just my thought.
But this would also keep her storyline going. Do you think Michael's missing the cameras?
Just one.
I was going to say.
Just one. Okay. So then we'll get season 4 has you been guys, announced.
This is wild. Wild. Alex McCord.
And she posted her Herman Munster shoes.
Brilliant.
If Simon does not show up in his red leather pants, I'm going to cry.
I hope they do like an update on her before we actually go on the vacation. And I want to see her down under. I want to see her being a therapist. She's going to therapize everyone on this trip.
Okay. So the cast is Alex McCord. We've got Caroline Manzo.
Excited about that.
We've got Camille. And then we have Gretchen Rossi from OC.
That was a no for me. I'm disappointed.
Four returning then between Vicky, Brandy, Eva and Phaedra. So, okay, interesting. Gretchen's in.
Also, I feel like this tells us, you know, Vicky, we know she's going to be on OC this season, but she's definitely
in a small capacity. Yeah.
Exactly. And this proves it. And then
this is why I don't think Brandy's coming back, because I don't think Brandy's on Traitors. She's on this. I just don't think
you make a good point.
I think that even Phaedra, now Phaedra was also actually announced today that she'll be joining the cast of Married to Medicine.
Now, is she
neither married nor works in the field of medicine?
Is she dating someone that is a doctor?
No, but my thought is that Phaedra had such a strong return on the first season, her first Rehugget, that they were like, okay, well, we can't bring her back to Atlanta because obviously Candy, right? And like that whole thing. But there's also another show that films. And you guys, as I keep going down my rabbit hole of watching Married to Medicine, it is a treasure. It is so good. It's just, it's so good. And I don't think it gets the recognition it deserves. Okay. And I think that Phaedra will be good on that. She's friends with Quad. Her Quad's ex-husband used to actually date Phaedra, I believe. So she's got the connections there, too. I mean, again, not married nor works in the field of medicine, but that's okay.
Okay. It's okay. I'm just pissed about Gretchen. I'm pissed.
I need to, like, I'm curious because Gretchen was never really drama, but I can also see her butting heads with Brandy.
Did you go to Bass Lake?
That's Tamara, though.
I know.
And then she pulled up. Remember, she pulls up in her pink motorcycle with Jeff.
Yeah. That was sad, though.
And now she's got Slade and she face tunes her baby.
Skylar.
Yeah. So
Skylar, I like went through her entire IVF journey. Now, I think she's a hoarder.
So who would you have rather them replace Gretchen with?
I do like what they're doing here because I like that, like, Brandy and Camille, they've been on the same cast. Mm-hmm. I think I like that, you know, Caroline, I feel like, is kind of going to be on her own, and I'm Alex a little bit.
I don't really care for Caroline to be it. Now, if she comes in and she says, hey, you're not statin over, you're statin. If she walks in and says that about herself, I'm not statin over, I'm statin,
her
done. And she can stay forever.
And Alex will definitely be like the peacemakers.
Caroline is just going to be like, I'm too old for this. Like, I can't, like, I just don't feel she brings any fun.
Let's get her red wine drunk.
Yeah. Like, Now, look, I'm going to watch every episode and I'm sure there will be magic that will be made, because I can see too, like, I can see Caroline getting upset with, like, Vicky. I can see there being, like, the feud there. I think Alex will be relatively normal. Eva and Phaedra will kind of be that Greek chorus for us, just being like, what the hell is happening? Brandy will get blackout drunk every night.
It's going to be a good time.
I mean, it's going to be fun. They're going to Morocco.
Right.
So I feel like what also happened too is they're like, okay, Jill and Dorinda are going back to Legacy. Tamara's back on Orange County. Taylor's a friend of on Orange County. So they had to give these four like something else, because they're like, remember, we did put you in Dorinda's house.
Where's Tammy Rickenbacker? Knickerbocker.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Gina Keough.
Bring back Joe. If we wanted to go young, bring back Joe.
That would have been actually fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like there's like a plethora. Either the Peggy's. Well, Alexis Bellino actually would have been my win for this. that would have been a good casting.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a good time.
Vicky, actually, okay, really though, like I want Vicky and Ramona to be on a show together. And like, you know how Lou and Sonia are doing their like the simple life? Like, could you imagine Vicky and Ramona? It'd be so bad. And yet,
that'd be scary.
And yet, you couldn't look away.
It'd be Shutter Island.
Like, I'd watch the hell out of that. I'd watch the hell out of that. Okay. And then finally, Catherine Dennis, you know, is she leaving? Is she being a friend of? What's going on with this cast that started filming? She finally announced today that she's leaving after 8 seasons, like Rinna. Bye.
She's not leaving. They asked her to go because she was horrible to film with.
No.
And she wouldn't show up.
I mean, nobody's like, you guys know what? I hate the money. Ugh, these brand deals, gross. Like the general fame. Blah. Get me off of this. Nobody says that. Okay. We know.
So as of right now, it's Shep, Craig, Austin, the only 3 people they need. Then they're going to throw in Madison.
I don't know. Is Madison coming back?
I heard it was Madison, Leva, and
I thought it was Olivia and Taylor.
Okay, I would like that.
I heard Naomi is not coming back. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
But again, I don't know who I'm hearing this from. Word on the street, right, Giselle?
Should I text my best friend, Sheppy?
No. I mean, you could, but I don't think you need to. I think it's okay. And then finally, poor Shannon Storms. Shannon and John Jansen break up after 3.5 years together. And you know what just grinds my gears, Mary? The season is just filmed. So now we have to stare at John Jansen's stupid face for an entire season and watch the demise of her relationship. Here lies Shannon Storm's Bador. I don't want to watch that.
But apparently, I think it was well known she was over him for a super long time. And then I think he pulled the rug up from under her. And I think she always thought she was going to break up with him. But I think she's been mean to him for years. I heard about the quiet woman.
I just want Shannon to be happy.
I think she'd whisper to people, I'm going to break up with him. She'd be like, that's not my plate. That's not my man. So much Cheetos.
Yeah.
That's not my table. That's not my fucking plate. Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. I'm going to go actually more controversial on that Rehugget cast.
Okay.
Kelly Dodd.
They'll never hire her.
I know, but could you imagine?
She gone in a fight with Tamara this week because she was saying she didn't own Vita CBD and she doesn't own the whole thing. She has a majority.
Oh my God.
Which I'm listening to Jeff Lew's podcast and apparently her CBD is amazing. It makes you fall asleep like that.
I've heard those things. You know, is there any other news that's happened? That's a lot.
That is a lot to digest.
I know. Shall we take a quick break and then come back with Potomac?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
And we're back. It is Potomac. We are in Mexico. They didn't even tell us what part of Mexico we're in. We're in Cancun, girls.
They said Maya Rivera.
Cancun.
But what I did not love is when Ashley announced that they were going to Mexico and everyone's faces were like,
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to go back to the Chesapeake Bay?
What I would do.
Or did you want to go back to the Miami house where you had no doors?
Where can you get picked up from the airport with Coronas and tequila? Cooled, chilled, iced.
I just feel like there's going to be, I mean, there was already drama on this, but this is going to be like a traumatic drama trip. I feel it. There's no Lou in the Bushes Mexico trip.
I don't think they're going to have fun. Also, they don't get drunk on camera, which is disappointing.
It's rude. Give us Tiffy and Fee, okay?
Yes. I want to see some skinny dipping, Karen.
Yeah, I want to see some nip slips for fun. They put the flowers over. It's not like it can go on TV, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You get cherry blossoms over your nips. Just give it to us. I mean, New York, could you imagine New York not showing us their nipples in Mexico?
Even at Ramona's house throwing tiki torches.
Yeah, I mean, name a better duo of drinking and nakedness with the Roni girls.
No better duo.
You can't. Okay, so we'll start off, you know, where, okay, here's what's really interesting to me. Giselle has this, I find this interesting storyline about these fibroids and that she basically has to get like a hysterectomy. And I'm like, why is this the first that we're hearing of this?
Maybe she just wanted to keep it private because she didn't know exactly what was going to happen. It sounds like she's been going through this for 3 years and probably been keeping an eye on it. And now they're finally like, all right, we got
to do it. I just find this is like very interesting to me. Like I find this whole process and I'm like, oh, I think a lot of people will find like comfort here
in this story.
Yeah, I think so. And I just think it also like it humanizes Giselle a little bit too.
She's like showing a flaw.
Not a flaw, because it's not a flaw, but like, yeah, true, to show the vulnerability of like,
no, it's not a flaw at all. I don't want to get in trouble for that.
No. I know what you meant. Like it's showing something like life isn't all perfect.
Exactly.
And I just thought, but then I laughed and she's like, okay, yeah, enough about that. Like, yeah, it hurts, not great, blah, blah, blah. So can we talk about Karen's show?
And also why Karen hates Charisse. What, we need to get to the bottom of that. Let's go digging, Robin. I need to know what is the issue between those girls.
Guys, and Charisse then the is such a freaking flop for me. Flop city.
Okay. Even I thought this fight at the end was going to go way different than it really does. And we'll
there's clearly truth in the whole thing, but I don't know how it felt. Giselle, Hannah Burner was like, don't talk about my dad, Kyle. And we're like, what? You talked about your dad. And like, Karen's like, don't talk about my mom. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? What were you saying about Giselle?
Oh, I mean, Giselle says it in the confessional at the end. It's like, well, did she sleep with one of your boyfriends? Is that what you're pissed about? Right.
We'll get there. Then we go to Robin's house.
This was ridiculous. Oh, yeah. We like to have the wedding in July, 40 days away. We have no venue, no date. It's just going to be the four of us. Let's all get measured. Okay. Also, her son, Carter, what a gentleman, gets up, shakes the man's hand, introduces himself. That is how you raise a man.
I love her kids because like they love to give their parents shit, but you know that they also like respect the hell out of them. Like when they were making fun of Juan's NFL draft,
right?
like oversized suit. But then I was thinking, like, I'm like, okay, Robin, I think you're poor. Not poor. This is again. It makes me always just feel like the OC of the East Coast. Like you're not poor. You're doing fine, but like. You're not getting handmade suits. I'm sorry. Go to Men's Warehouse. Go purchase some suits. You know you don't care. Like, you're just almost looking for excuses. Like, the guy was like, I'm sorry. You want me to make custom suits in less than 40 days?
I know.
Like, what?
Well, then also, why wouldn't you? I understand having a small intimate ceremony, but come on. Invite your parents. Why? What are Gigi and Pop Pop going to do?
They
never even do it, right?
I mean, maybe they meant this July.
They
wanted 400 days.
As far as I know, they don't know.
But then
they
like, didn't get married. It's just nobody cares about this wedding storyline. Like, again, here we go. Another season. Robin's not married. Andy, you know what Andy should do at the reunion? You either get married at this reunion right here, right now, or you're not asked back for next season.
I'm officiating it and we're done.
Yeah. But I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the pressure.
They have not filmed their reunion yet, have they?
No, not yet. Okay. No, not yet. It's coming soon, though. It has to be.
Because they've had like the same amount of episodes as Salt Lake City.
We're on 13 right now.
Yeah. And I think
Salt Lake was 14.
Yep.
Yeah. So we have, I mean, we have, I'm going to guess.
We're going to get like 22.
I'm going to guess we get at least three more episodes, two more in Mexico, and then we get a finale.
Okay.
That's my, again, based on nothing.
I am sad about the demise of Mia and Jacqueline's friendship. I thought it was very interesting that we didn't know that her sister is Mia's nanny.
I also thought it was funny that we have to pretend that Mia's working when she has Amazon pulled up on her her computer and is writing post-it notes of store open.
Like, honestly, she's like, give me my post-it notes. Let me look busy.
She's like, Gordon, so that's opening on Friday. He's like, yeah. And then she's like, another one July. He's like, well, no, we're breaking ground tomorrow. She's like, what? What? I'm like, CEO, boss, the CEO boss. How do you not know these things? She's like, hold on. I need 6 post-its to write this out. And then I'm like, what pisses
Gordon,
me off?
Gordon, you're going to the cupcake function. I can't go to the cupcake function. You need to go to the cupcake function.
And then I thought it was like,
also teachers, pro tip, I think you should always, if you're inviting parents to the classroom, either do it at drop up or pick up. There shouldn't be any midday bullshit. Okay,
how come? Because it just causes more ruckus in the middle.
Why would you ever invite parents to come at like lunchtime and then leaving? They have to drop off their kid. They're going to come at like 11 or 12 or something. And then they have to come back and pick up the kid too. You're going to get more people if you do it first thing in the morning at drop off.
I see. And you're thinking about the parents so that they don't do three stops in one day.
Yeah. And you want them to come.
Right. Okay. This makes sense. No,
you have to do it at the end of the day.
Okay.
If more of your class gets, you know, if they get taken home and don't have to go to aftercare or something, maybe you could do it at the end of the day.
Okay. I like this. The whole Mia Jacqueline thing is very interesting to me because it's like Mia's in the wrong here. Right.
Absolutely. It was really sad.
So it's basically Mia has hired Jacqueline's sister to be her nanny, but it sounds like Jacqueline's sister watches Jacqueline's kids for free because that's her sister.
Yes, but at Mia's house.
But then the thing is, because I think what it is, though, is that she's like, hey, you could bring the kids here. Because I need to know, does Mia pay Jacqueline's sister? Because I assume they're just no, as close as Jacqueline and her mom took her in.
No, Mia pays Jacqueline's sister for sure.
Do we
sure.
know that for sure?
I would. That's her job. I think that's her job.
Okay, I'm just saying. And but I mean, she giving her paid, sisterly discount.
But then, you know, Jacqueline puts her kids on the situation. So first of all, I think Mia would even be upset if it wasn't her sister. Like, Mia's always providing this nanny and Jacqueline is just taking from it. And then on top of it, it's her sister. So it does create layers of a dynamic, you know?
I mean, I get it. But I think it's also like she's basically saying like, hey, Mia, I can't watch your kids if I have to watch Jacqueline's kids. Like, I can't come up. And so they've
made this. That doesn't make sense. Say that one more time.
I think Jacqueline's sister, let's name her Jamie. Because okay. I don't know what her name is. So Jamie is watching her sister, Jacqueline's kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think Jamie sometimes tells Mia, hey, I have to watch Jacqueline's kids, so I can't watch your kids today. And Mia says, no, why don't you come over to my house and bring Jacqueline's kids here? And then they can all play together. They can do whatever.
I think the opposite. I think, what's her name?
Jamie.
That we made up.
Jamie.
Yeah. I think Jamie is working as a full-time nanny over there. And then Jacqueline's like, I don't know what to do with my kids right now. I have to do this. Like, I'm going to drop them over at Mia's house.
But I think her and Mia have worked out a deal for this. Like, whatever it is, there's some sort of understanding. And now Mia doesn't like that understanding because I think she thinks Jacqueline is kind of coming for her housewife spot. And it's just now she's just looking for excuses to get madder. Like, I think that she didn't think Jacqueline would gel with these women as much as she had. And so now she's like jealous of this whole thing. She's jealous, truthfully, of the life that like that Jacqueline got to live. The fact that she has like family. There's a lot
it takes
of like
a village. You wouldn't know.
Now, okay.
On Hot this Mia part, to the core.
But I didn't think it related to Mia's upbringing. I thought she was saying maybe because Mia was being selfish in the sense of like, you can't bring your kids here now anymore.
I think we're completely seeing this situation different. And I'm assuming that Mia pays Jamie full time. And Mia's like, this is my nanny. I know it's your sister, but you can't just use her whenever you want. You can't just drop off your kids whenever you want. And I don't have to help you find childcare. Like, this is my nanny and it is your sister, but I'm paying her. And it's not my responsibility to take care of your kids. And then Jacqueline's saying, well, it takes a village. You wouldn't know because you don't have family and my family took you in. Like, you should be reciprocating.
I mean, I see your side.
Sure.
I do. So yeah. That does make sense. I think that they have some sort of understanding they before. And Mia said, no problem. Drop your kids off here. No big deal. And now is pissed about that because the dynamic in their relationship is changing. Because like maybe this was the one thing that Mia had and was like, well, Jacqueline can come on and be my plus one basically and support me. And now it's kind of like everyone is like, oh, but we like Jacqueline.
Well, and Mia, Jacqueline calls her very controlling. I think that's super telling. And then I did appreciate Mia's story about Jacqueline getting so mad at her in 11th grade that she threw a brick at her head because she wouldn't let her copy her homework.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. It didn't happen.
You don't think that happened?
No, I don't think that's the story. I think a brick happened. There was a brick. It was not to copy Mia's math homework, okay? I will tell you that. It had nothing to do. There's no way that Mia is the one who has the right answers.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Not saying Jacqueline does either, but I just do not think that Mia is the one that they're like, hey, Mia, can I borrow your notes? And she's like, oh, yeah, guys. Hold on one second. I stayed up all night studying. That's just not Mia to me.
Okay.
Is there a brick? Yeah, maybe. But I think it could be involve a man, maybe.
Okay. Then they say like so they're fighting like the whole way down. And
I also don't believe that Sasha and Mia went into a lounge. I said it again. I think that they have this front when they're like, she's like, I want champagne. And they're like, let's go to the lounge. But then you see like Giselle sitting at the gate, Jacqueline sitting at the gate. I just don't believe that they went to a lounge.
Oh, okay.
And it's just because I clearly really don't like Mia. Are you getting that?
She has fighting words. She's like, do you want me to talk about all your dicks? You better back down. Oh, are you feeling yourself? Keep your legs closed to married men.
I was like, first off, Nene said that.
How I know that. You? That was like, I'm like, you've studied Housewives a little too much, honey.
Now, Jacqueline, the line wasn't that Mia needed to get more dick. She's married. I think that was an off the cuff thing. And I don't think you have the wit. And so that fell a little flat for me.
I genuinely felt bad for her. She was like, it really felt like real and raw. She's like, I am done with you. You sold yourself to the devil. I have fought for you my entire life and I would never sleep with your husband. I was like, wait, was she accusing you of sleeping with Gordon? I think she was talking about other married men that you sleep
with. Then everybody else was like, wait, what? Who? What married men? Candace in the back was cracking me up. But she's like, this is a domestic fight. And the police say, I was like, Candace, get out of here. I think something else happened on the plane too. Maybe it's a fourth wall breaking that they couldn't say something like, I got you on this show. I did love too that they were showing them in first class, quote unquote, first class. But the cartoon that they had was like three across on each side. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I feel that. Like, I don't know why it made me laugh so much on that. But it's like, Mia just wants to, she wants to take Jacqueline down. It is so The dynamic
sad,
is
sad because we know they're not friends.
Well, and she was like,
best buddies for 20 years.
She's like, no, we fight like this all the time. And Jacqueline's like, we've never fought like this. Like, you were right. She was so upset. Like, she could not get herself together throughout that whole thing.
She couldn't stop crying.
She couldn't. And the shaman, you know what? It worked well in Miami. I don't need it here.
I'm sick of shaman. Okay.
I was with Candace. Like, we're going to let a random man with feathers blow smoke on us. I know. What? And then they all kept saying they needed to clean their butts. What was that?
I didn't need the shaman.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, and then it's also, I'm like, what is this trip anyways? It's Ashley's birthday, but everybody's getting vibrators and then people are getting special little gifts too. So Giselle's getting a flashlight. And then Robin gets a veil that blows off
immediately. She's no bride.
She's like, is this an omen? And it's like, yeah.
Charisse is getting champagne.
Mm-hmm. Those were like all the gifts. I feel like maybe there are other ones, but that's all I recall.
That's all I recall.
Then when like the ladies arrived too, Karen. Okay. This red outfit of Karen makes me laugh because you guys, I'm 100%
that was so
convinced
bad.
She has butt pads. Karen wears butt pads.
Okay. Yeah. I could see it.
It felt
need that BBLs. Just butt pads.
Uh-huh. No. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I felt it. And then she's like, okay, like I just was like laughing too. She's like, I got a surprise for you guys. And then she's like, I've got another surprise, like after the fight, and everyone's kind of like, okay. Then we've got the dinner, where Ashley was like, yeah, you know, Michael and I were holding hands. And like, is that what you want? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, you do.
She wants Michael back. I don't understand. I just thought it was really funny, their drink orders. You're in Mexico. Don't you want a margarita?
He also said he had pre-made drinks for them already. I had pre-made drinks. Red wine.
Red wine? An old-fashioned in Mexico?
What?
No, that just does not match for me.
I just didn't understand.
I love an old-fashioned on a cold and stormy night.
But also, it was like, he has like mezcal drinks made for you. He didn't ask you your
I don't like mezcal.
But he wasn't asking their drink orders.
Right.
He was like, I have this, like, as if he was going to bring a round out so you could cheers, you could do whatever.
Right.
And then you can just feel the tension in that room. You can feel it. It's like me on one side, Jacqueline's on another. I loved Candace's outfit.
It was like a feather new.
Careful.
Thing.
I hope she doesn't hear us, because remember one time you said about an ostrich. An
ostrich named Paige. But she doesn't look like an ostrich. She's just gorgeous. The
shirt.
It was a shirt, Paige. Come on.
But I loved it. And I love too, because it must piss me off so much. Because also, I don't know if you noticed too. So after the shaman, he was like, okay, I give everyone a hug. And Mia was like, oh, I'm going to go right to Giselle. And Giselle kind of went to the group first to give the 3-person hug. And there's like, oh, there's Mia, hugs her. It must kill Mia that Candace and Wendy and like Karen, they're like backing Jacqueline. Must drive her nuts.
I want to see Mia on next season though, because I want to know all about these massage envies. I mean, joints.
The joint.
Closing.
Well, no, because also she like did this. She like made a post too. I think it was like the day that Lisa Rinna like was out, that she's like, hey guys, downsizing again. I wanted to be transparent with you. We're moving out of our rented house. It's like, nobody asked.
You put $60,000 in.
$65,000. Like the whole thing, it was like, no. And she's like, yeah, you know, got to take it on the chin and move on. It's like, all you had to just say was like, hey, our rent's up. We're moving. Like, you didn't even have to, make a
post.
You
didn't have to tell anyone.
Nobody, don't worry about it.
Okay. Also, I want to compliment Karen on her confessionals.
Okay.
So they do so many little
jabs,
trinkets in their confessional. Karen is like, well, Robin's ring is fake, which I think it is as well. Mm-hmm. Or it's like the Sheena kind. The Morganite. I was going to call it Morganite. I don't know.
It could be that.
And then she's like, that has been Leprechaun, Charisse, looking for friendship and food.
And a pot of gold. Who would she call Charisse? I literally texted you. I was like, she called her a leprechaun.
Looking called for her a leprechaun.
And then I was
looking for friendship and food. That's all I'm looking for.
You are Irish.
I know.
You're a little leprechaun. You're not a has-been, though.
I like Irish soda bread. I love potatoes.
Mm-hmm. You love an Irish coffee.
I like Guinness.
You like Friends.
I love Friends.
Uh-huh. You love Friends.
Not the TV show.
No, she does not like the TV show Friends. Don't ask her any references she does not know. But yeah, Karen was crying about it. Now, I don't love that confessional look, to be honest, though.
The purple.
The purple with like the wizard points.
I agree.
I do love Mia's new confessional. With the ponytail that has the pearls in it.
Oh, yes. We've seen that a couple times.
We have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the first time I had noticed it. I really like that one.
I like that.
And then, but here's what bothers me. Is they give Jacqueline like a 10-second confessional where she calls me a controlling, you know? And I'm like, no, I want Jacqueline's side on this whole thing.
I want to go to Jacqueline's house too.
Yeah, let's see your kids. Yeah. And I mean, her hot co-parenting man, you know, yes. We saw him for a second. Okay, so then we're at this dinner, right? And I don't even know how it gets into
the Karen Cherie's situation.
What the hell?
Oh, no, because they were talking about the video. And Karen's like, it would have been like funny if you sent me the video and said like you want to be friends and we kept the video between us. And then Cherie is like, well, be a woman and say you don't want to be my friend.
Cherie, you don't want to be her friend either.
And then Karen, excuse me, no one has talked about your ass for years and don't question my womanhood.
They panned over to Ashley and Wendy, who were like, what? Also, I love that Wendy has 5 tattoos, by the way.
Yes.
I love that.
No, and then Charisse is like, did you call me during my divorce or when I lost my father?
And I'm like, Karen, but she doesn't
that really
wanna...
set her off.
Oh, and then she's like, I lost my mother too and my father. Keep her name out. The whole thing, I was like, wait, we've gone? Something's happened here. We've missed a part somewhere. I don't know what
The missing part is what Giselle said, and that is a geriatric fight. And clearly, Charisse slept with someone that Karen has slept with. And she's telling, keep my mother's name out of my mouth and my boyfriend's too.
But I guess, which true.
I'll whoop your ass.
Oh, blue eyes. Like at one point, Wendy was like putting her arm up, and I was like, Wendy, she's not going to do anything.
That was like
Karen's the one person I don't think you need to like hold back.
Don't you feel like that was her like biggest reaction ever?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But it went from 0 to 100 so quickly because I'm like,
there's something deep there.
Something like, I think Charisse does know something.
Absolutely.
So, but she's so worried about it. And it's like, Charisse, you don't want to be Karen's friend either. I like when Karen kept saying, like, that's not your way back into this friend group. Like her basically saying, not the friend group, her saying, that's not how you become a housewife again.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, I love when they say things with that have double meanings.
Charisse is a downer, though.
Such a downer.
She's just...
Even her face is a downer. Like, I look at her...
She's kind of blah.
She is. It's like, we get it. You like champagne. You made that your personality while you're on the show. You're still making it your personality now. Charisse, you're boring.
Yeah.
Flop city. Get out.
I agree.
Ugh. Don't throw her on a rug at any point, okay?
No, there would that's not even a possibility.
No. But, okay, when Mia does get fired, I don't know if it's this season or next season,
can you imagine
her on a rug? Oh.
That would be good, too.
That would be so good. That would be so good.
And someone also said, like, the one-hit wonders, like, people that were only on for one season. Would that be interesting, TV?
Noella.
It matters. Noella.
Noella would be great. I don't know.
She would have been good on something like that Traitor show.
Yeah. Anything else on Potomac?
No, I love Mexico.
I cannot. I can't wait to see what else happens because it just feels everybody hates each other. I love it so much. All right, let's take a quick break and come back with Salt Lake.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love.
and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And we're back. This is the finale of Salt Lake City. And wow, was it a doozy when they, 20 minutes in, they start putting out the
end of captions.
What do we call them? What do we call those?
Like the wrap up? Like the wrap up?
I was like, wait, what's going on? I was like, this has been like 23 minutes. What? Also, I was surprised that it was only like a regular size episode. I'm surprised it wasn't like the hour and 15. I could have watched New York a little bit longer.
I'd also like to say that the editors, I mean, that shit happened on Friday and they made sure to insert the sentencing in this episode. That's a quick turnaround.
That was.
Quick turnaround.
So it's Heather's book launch party.
Cover reveal.
There's nothing inside the book. It's a choir party / cover book.
Here's two things that bothered me. It's the same two things. One, iron the fucking tablecloth that is covering your book. Okay. You've got one thing you're revealing at this. Okay. And it's the book cover. Iron the tablecloth. We don't need to see the creases that you just bought it from the TJ Maxx because you're like, oh shit, how are we going to reveal it? And iron the choir outfits. You made us watch this shit for three episodes. Steamed. Yeah. And you made us watch three episodes and then you show up in folded choir uniforms. It's rude.
Black was an interesting choice.
And probably all she could get off of Amazon that fast. It was Prime. I guess
if you wear the black ones, they usually have like color over them, like a ribbon. Not a ribbon, but
it's like what you wear, like you wear at graduation. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a miss for me, the black. And the music was a miss for me.
The party was a miss for me. I'm just like,
I can't believe this.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That this got to be the finale party. We went to a book launch without a book.
It was very Dwight, a fashion show with no fashions. How dreadful. Like, I love when Lisa and Angie were like, that'd be me throwing a tequila party and not having any.
It was wild.
It just makes me so mad, dude, because I'm like, we have to watch this. It's so stupid. And then she's like, guys, the choir. It's like, I don't want the choir.
She's also like trying to capitalize on. Oh, my God. Wait. Heather just proves to be showing her true colors. She's like, well, I'm hoping a fight breaks out tonight in front of the Bad Mormon poster. So I'll just get some more press.
I felt like she's also like she released something about her book this past week. It's supposed to come out. What? Like, I think it's February 7th. It's coming out.
She did like there's like four book tour dates, one in New York, one in Salt Lake.
But what she did is that on the day that Jen got sentenced, first off, she followed Whitney again and then she posted about the book because, you know, people are going to her page to see if she's going to say anything.
I mean, I feel like Heather's just really showing her true colors. And her true colors are she's a narcissist. She legitimately says, I hope someone gets in a fight at my book because
she wants the attention.
Well, and she wants them to do it in front of the Bad Mormon poster so she gets publicity.
But okay, guys, why did she write this book? Go ahead.
I felt bad for her that she was standing at the party all alone when people came in. And I just felt like I wish like one of her girls were there or she had like a sidekick. I don't know. For some reason, that made me feel bad for her at the moment. I don't know.
I didn't feel
I
bad.
I wanted her some family there. I mean, I know her cousins come and stuff, but it's like, obviously her mom's not going to come. Her mom doesn't approve of the book, or the mom's never going to read the book. The mom might disown her because she wrote this book.
I think what bothers me about Heather, though, is it's like, and I get it, it's probably, it's complicated, it's religious, I get the whole thing, but what it's like, Heather, you chose to write this book. You're choosing to basically kind of do everything that Whitney's done, which is minus the notarized website, right? Like leavemormonism.com or whatever it is. Like, you're like, you still so want dumb. This, you still want this Mormon approval from people. Like the cocktail she had, she said she had like a Sunbeam iced tea cocktail, like was kind of telling her cousins, like, I'm not drinking. You can report that back to my mom. And it's like, you're not drinking at your event called Bad Mormon. Like, pick a lane, Heather. Just,
you think it's confusing though, because she doesn't want to disappoint her mother.
Then why'd she write the book? Like, that's the whole thing.
Money.
What's Beauty Lab and Loser isn't doing anything?
She needs money.
It's just, I guess to me, is like the whole thing is like frustrating, where I'm like, I don't feel you. I think you want us to feel bad that you're through this situation, but you're also capitalizing on it. So like, am I supposed to feel bad? Like, and then you say like, oh, read the book for my black eye. And then there's all these rumors going around too about this fucking black eye. Okay. And that
actually also said weeks ago about them hooking up.
Yeah. But that's on the show. But I'm talking about in real time, basically, okay, that Heather hit her eye on the faucet, like on the sink drunkenly. And then quote unquote,
yeah, the producer, right.
And then quote unquote, the producer said, oh, but like, let's make it like a mystery of like what happened. So Heather leaned into it. Now she's all pissed about her edit. And people are like, oh, I can't believe the producers would do that. Have you guys not watched Unreal? The producers are there to get a story. And I'm sorry, Heather, then go
that
on.
That was dumb of like, you.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. That Jen Shaw did it.
Yeah. And like, you let people insinuate you're such a ride or die. Such
and
a ride
shows,
or die.
It shows like your true character. She's a flip flopper.
Flip flopper. Sandal.
And then she's like, Lisa's like, wow, your eye looks great. Mm-hmm. And Heather's like, oh, I really don't want my eye to be the main issue. But
she's like, I hope it went away, just like the memory of it. And he's like, it'll never go away, Heather.
No, but then Heather's like, well, now it's like the only issue, though.
Yeah. Also, like, Jen's going to jail. You know? And then I don't know. This whole thing was like,
then the whole like rumor that Jen started about Angie punching Heather in the eye. Like, and I love when Angie says, don't ruin my good name because yours is in the toilet.
Maybe she met Angie H because of Shaw exposed. And then when that fat fucking elf on a shelf husband met
pretend
up with
prize.
When he, yeah, when they met up to talk to Coach Shaw, and he was like, I'm like, shut the fuck up, you fat fucking elf on a shelf.
And
shut
Angie's
the
like,
fuck up.
I think what he's trying to say is like, it wasn't personal, even if it felt personal. Yeah, and then Sharif's like, thank you. I accept your apology.
Let's shake.
Let's hug it out.
Yeah. And I'm like, see, shade. There's too much. Sharif, he freaking knows. Coach Shaw knows.
But wait, also, okay, so mm-hmm. Jen started the rumor about Angie punching Heather. Then there's also this other rumor about Barbie scissoring,
yeah,
which you had said weeks ago. So,
well, I mean, it could be. And then I just laugh because Whitney's like, wait, what? And I'm like, Whitney, you know exactly what that is. You just want Angie to say it on camera.
And she's like, well, every female's three shots away from being a lesbian.
Every female is three shots. It's a really, really, really big deal.
Amazing Grace. It literally sent chills down my spine. It was
You were inspired? Oh.
It was so awful.
When Lisa's like, I don't know if I can sing today. She's sipping tea. She's like, I can barely. And John Barlow is just like, what?
I had firsthand embarrassment for them. Secondhand embarrassment.
You could be first if you want to.
I feel like I was firsthand.
Like all of them, I'm like, this is so embarrassing. This is embarrassing for all of you. I texted you, this choir is embarrassing.
I'm surprised Lisa Barlow went through with it.
Well,
it
she's a star, like baby. She's a star.
Away in a manger.
Drop the album. Come on. Grammys 2024. Let's do it. Then Heather's like, okay, and now for the reveal. And she's still wearing her stupid fucking choir uniform. That she's like, oh, hold on. Let me get this out with the picture. Then like strips it off. And then she's like, yeah, this Bible verse really stands with me. And just so you know, every
just
person
walk
here.
Walk away from the church. Just
yeah,
walk away.
Like, pick a lane. And then she's like, and then everyone here, I'm a ride or die for. And I'm like, stop it. You're a liar. What if two of them are feuding? What if they are? Who do you choose?
Heather, get out of here. I think she's going to have a very bad reunion. I also feel like she'll be on Xanax, like a Vicki Gunvalson one, like on Xanax and just to be on an apology tour.
Also, there's a scene going around, if you recall from the trailer, where Dana yells at Jen, like, about putting money on her books. And we never got to see that. And I feel it's freaking rude. Stop showing us shit in the trailer. I don't care because she's guilty and she's sentenced, whatever. Just give it to that. Like, unless they're going to do like a shit they should have shown, secrets revealed, whatever, next week. Like, don't deprive us of that. It's rude.
Did we ever meet Dana's husband?
I believe he came to the, remember Coach Shaw hosted a barbecue?
Oh, I do remember that.
And I believe John that there
Barlow
were two.
Seth had to stop outside in the back.
Yeah, there's a husband named Sean, which I think is Angie K's husband. And then I don't remember Dana's husband, but I believe both of them were there. One showed up in a newsboy cap.
But I want to say
I think that's Angie's.
Yeah.
But I believe that we met both of them at there. But
I mean, I definitely know I met Sean. I saw him accept the check from Sharif. And they did not rip that up.
No,
I cash in the next day.
I want all three of these friends of to return, two full time and Angie H as the friend of, just year after year.
You're the Kim D baby.
Yeah, year after year.
You're the Marlo.
Now listen, Marlo got promoted like 15 seasons later. So Angie, play your cards right.
We're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. So then Whitney's like, Jen, in San Diego, I don't feel like that's the Jen that I knew. And I'm like, first off, guys. San Diego was supposed to be like 3 weeks from her trial and she was freaking the fuck out. And I love that everybody just makes it about them.
They sure did.
And then she's like, they're like, oh, great. Is everyone talking to Jen? And Lisa's like, I felt that way too.
They all kind of ambushed her at the same time.
100%. Then Angie was like, and then you said I had the black eye. She's like, oh, Angie, I'm talking to Lisa. And like Jen was like not here for it. And the whole thing. And then the suicide thing got a little weird. Got a little
I think she's saying what everyone was thinking.
Yeah, but then when Sharif was like, when he was like, you don't think she tried, like the whole thing, and I'm like, you guys, she
no, he repeated the question. He said,
well, I felt it was in an accusatory way, though.
No.
Or you I thought he was like, what are you asking?
No. I think Angie made it very clear what she was asking. Was it even real? Like, did that actually really happen? Like, did you smell like hospital? Sorry, that was not funny. That's not, we have to edit this.
That's good. Edit this. We can't, it's so good.
And Coach was like, Coach was like,
I think he was I think he was pissed at her for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jen walks away. You guys, I don't know why Jen's body is just such an anomaly to me.
It was that outfit with the belt. It was too much.
I don't know if she was.
And then she like walked away from the camera. She couldn't be filmed.
Okay, so tell us the endings because they did kind of crack.
Then all of a sudden,
it's just 20 minutes later.
Also,
it's like,
you know, I really sad if that's what happened to Jen Shaw, and I hope no one would ever feel like that.
Yeah, obviously, obviously. We have, even though you can be an awful person, doesn't mean we can't empathize with them in certain situations, right?
Heather's book is finished, and now she's worried her family will actually read it. She practices with her choir regularly and continues to give Jen amazing grace.
I don't believe the choir, and I think she would love if her mom read it because it'd be a sale for her.
Lisa's business is better than ever. Just ask the SEC. She's been attending college tours with Jack, but no jazz games in quite some time.
Crazy. They're fucking brilliant. These ones are so freaking, I was like cackling at them.
Whitney is focused on setting boundaries in her life, except in the bedroom.
And her husband's going to get fired again.
Unfortunately, the bad weather report is still gloomy and sunny skies aren't on the horizon.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
And Meredith continues to be a champion for mental health, especially her own. She and Seth are busy taking bubble.
Can't even read the word bubble bath. Start over.
She and Seth.
I honestly.
She, like, why would you ever take a bath on national television?
Okay. She and Seth are busy taking bubble baths, which leaves no time to reconcile with Lisa. But then that's it. Then we didn't get the last three because Jen.
Last three, don't get the friends of. Jen's the only one we didn't get.
Oh. Because hers was just like, she pled guilty.
Yes, Jen was a sentencing of 5.5 or 6.5 years. But she didn't get her picture next to it.
I mean, wow. Okay, so then all I think is, Heather and Meredith, you guys are fucking losers. I'm sorry. These two, I have a couple of thoughts on this. These two willingly fly to New York to be supportive. You're telling me Jen has nobody else in her inner circle because her mom says all the relatives are there. She's got nobody in her inner circle that can come to New York to support her. Jen is so narcissistic. No, she wants the cameras to come.
Well, she needs the money. But also, I think her grandma, her mom was saying, like, they're up above watching you.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
No. I know. They're like, past Courtney, spirits.
Courtney, they're dead.
Yes. No, I know. I got that. But I'm like, the final scam, though, was her mom and that pension. But she was over 55.
Oh.
But it just pisses me off because I'm like, you guys are so, I'm sorry. How embarrassing. You thought the choir was embarrassing? You little ride or die. She told you guys she was fucking innocent and then less than 24 hours later pled guilty. Fools! You're fools!
I would have actually loved to see the cameras on Heather and Meredith when they actually heard she pled guilty because I think they didn't have any idea she was going to do that.
No, that's what, but I'm
saying. We were all shocked.
We were shocked.
Wait.
S-H-A-H.
Let's just take a moment to think about Meredith Marks being there and how literally she accused Jen Shah of like ruining her family, like showing her son her pussy or showing.
Oh, yeah. Showing like Jen showed Brooks.
Yeah. Right. That Jen Shah started these rumors
about his sexuality. Lisa had
but also the rumors of Meredith sleeping with half of New York.
And well, she had to go visit them.
I guess Lisa Barlow was the person that said it and got in the most trouble for that. But really, Meredith was the one that exposed that.
Jen did too. Jen was the
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
Jen
was like, if you're not getting it at home, where are you getting it from? Right.
Oh, I know. Meredith, you look like, now I will give Meredith credit here. I feel like at that point she knew something was up because she was very quiet about it. It was kind of giving us the law side of things. Now Heather's a fool. I also got annoyed when Seth was like, why didn't Coach Shaw show up to lunch for me? He's like, I don't know, Seth. Maybe because there's the SDNY is after his wife and they're making sure shit is buttoned up before she pleads guilty to get sentenced for 6.5 years. I'm so sorry you guys couldn't go to fucking Sbarro in the Times Square and cheers over a fucking Italian slice of delicious pie.
No, wait, I want to like really go through this though, because I almost started crying on the steps with her mom because
we're 3 months later from the end party.
Yep. Her mom's sitting there and her mom's like, well, you'll be innocent. You know, it's like, and
right.
Like looked at her and is just like, I almost feel like she wanted to say right then and there, like, mom, this isn't looking good for me. Like, you need to like come to terms. Like,
I think you're so right though. At what point did she plead guilty? Because when she was, I know we'll get there. It had to have been like literally 11th hour where they said, if you plead guilty, you will get less sentence. If you don't, and this goes to trial, because that was part of what the judge said too, is kind of like you pleading guilty in the 11th hour is not like a saving grace in the sense, like they were prepared to go to trial. Like you doing that actually like pissed the defense off so much, whatever prosecution, whatever it was, like pissed them off so much more because they'd done all this prep work. They had the receipts. You were you were getting the book thrown at you. This 11th hour doesn't mean, you know, regardless if you say like, I knew what I was doing.
But I felt like she wanted to tell her mom so bad in that moment. And
I wish dad was here.
Mommy, I wish dad was here to take care of you because I'm going to be going away for a long time. I felt bad.
I feel like I don't feel bad.
I felt bad for the mom.
I don't feel bad for Jen. She should have thought about these things before she started doing all the bad and illegal things she was doing. But everybody affected by this, I feel awful and for.
All the flashbacks of her saying she was innocent. And then even her going to the airport in the loudest outfit ever. Like, look anonymous. Throw on a pair of jeans, honey, and a hoodie. Like,
I actually really thought the outfit she went to court in, like the monochromatic, like, tan beige look
that she looked got sentenced in.
Yeah, I thought she looked very nice in that. Mm-hmm. And not loud, like you said. Yeah, exactly. It's like almost like a spectacle, like notice me.
Yeah. So, and then it did feel very somber when they all went to her room, when they all got to the hotel.
Oh, and all their Brooks Marks tracksuits.
Exactly. Like, actually, I thought Jen looked pretty good here.
I did. I liked it with the dunks.
Yeah.
But I thought, even in this moment, I'm like, at this moment, she's not pleading guilty right this second, because this look, she's still playing it all. Like, oh, I'll wear the Brooke Marks because the cameras will be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think at that point.
But I do think she knew, because she literally says to Heather before they go to Salt Lake City, like, if the worst thing happens and I'm guilty, can you check on my family and let them know I love them? I'm so scared and it would kill me if I'm away from my family. So I feel like she knew then. You can. And then even like when they walk into the room, like, you can feel the heaviness. They have these long hugs.
I don't doubt. I'm saying I think at that point, though, she was going to trial and they were going to fight it. I'm wondering the point where she was guilty the whole time. But I'm wondering at what point, like, I think after everything, she found out that Stu had said, even though it was a quote unquote lie, I think her team said, it will be better if you plead guilty than have this trial go through. And that night she had to like wrestle with that.
I think they went to New York to
plead guilty.
Yeah. I mean,
and go to trial.
Because even we see Sharif, like, he's like, well, and this is still in Salt Lake City. It's like, we have to talk about if you are guilty, you know?
No, I felt the way he said that, though, mm-hmm. was him believing, I believe you're innocent. Mm-hmm. But if it comes out that you're guilty, that's something we as a couple need to talk about what our future is.
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was
before they even got to New York.
Right. But I guess I was saying, I didn't think it was necessarily, I think he was saying more like, what the hell have you been doing all these years? Mm-hmm. Even though he fucking knew. He knew.
He's reading everything.
He was giving her the loopholes left and right. That's why he left law. He probably left law the year she started this and was like, I'm going to be a coach. Really pull myself away from this. Yeah. Again, based on no evidence, could I look it up? Probably. Will I? No.
And then, but they're just like Seth in his mullet with burning questions. And he's like, so like everyone's pled guilty. And mm-hmm. have you girls actually asked Jen what her involvement is or the knowledge, you know, like
at this point, Meredith and Seth have talked and they're like, she's for sure guilty. What's the sentencing going to be? Meredith, and Heather hasn't.
Meredith is like, well, we all know there was a real scheme. That is not what we're asking. We're asking how much did Jen know about the scheme?
And I feel like Meredith was giving us like that law lens, right? She's saying like, what's happening here? And I think this is just over Heather's head where she was like, I love when stuff successfully like still be a ride or die. And she's like, you know, you just have to believe the people that you love. Like, it's heartbreaking, the circumstances that like we're here. And I love when Meredith, wait, again, you look like a fool. Both of you look like a fool. All three of you at that stupid lunch, okay? Look dumb. But she's like, you know, if she isn't taking accountability, that's a really big problem for me. It's like, Meredith, you fucking know she's guilty.
Well, and then I think I bet none of them are talking to Jen now.
Talking to her where?
Well, she's tasked till February 17th.
Heather, you know what? Heather probably flew back to New York and was at that fucking 20-person dinner. And she probably picked up the bill too, because she's a ride or die. Did anybody check Heather's flights recently? I just think it's like so interesting. Then they go later that night, right? They go, Jen's, they're saying, and she's like,
the round table.
Yeah. And she's like, Stu is a liar. I read all the shit he said. You know, I made sure. And I thought it was really interesting that she said, I made sure he didn't get the
get it fired from the company we worked at, aka her own company. Like, but she's pretending.
I saved his ass five times.
But she's pretending that she's not the head honcho, right? Like, the information she's trying to give right now is like, no, there's somebody else higher up. Right. But it was her.
Mm-hmm. I made sure his kids had food on the table. They were put through school.
You know, he turned on me. He's a piece of fucking shit. He's an evil motherfucker. I wouldn't be in this if it wasn't for Stu. He played me.
And then they showed the banana clip.
And I'm like, you know what's so crazy to me? I'm like, the fact that they were doing this shit on camera. I know, right? On camera.
I know.
Like, what was the Excel spreadsheet he had? How old people were and how many times they were able to, like, get those credit card statements?
So sad.
It's so. And then when Jen's like, it's just so hard to trust people. I'm like, it's hard to trust you.
I know.
How's my extended warranty? It's fine. I don't want it.
Heather's like, why would he be doing this? Like, for less of a sentence?
And she's like, just chowing down on those Sour Patch Kids.
I know. And then Heather in her confession, she's like, the man that bought her tampons was the one running the scheme, framing her, and she didn't know?
Like, hey, here's Heather. Here's a bridge I have to sell to you. Like, what the Heather?
And then
Meredith's like, well, karma's out there, girls. And I always say, people that do bad things suffer from their own being every day.
And it's like, yeah, Jen, because karma is my boyfriend. Karma is. It's just. And then Jen in her confessional was like, there's just so much I wish I could say to the public. I'm really tired. And it's like, and I felt like they were like, you know, they asked her too. They're like, are you ready to talk about it? And then it like pauses. It's like, she pled guilty and got 6.5 years. And then they're like, by the way, this isn't done yet, because now we have to see what happens to the franchise after Jen Shaw is gone. So Heather, Lisa, get your asses to lunch. You don't like each other. I don't care. But get your asses over to Walter's. Order some burrata, have some Vita tequila drinks, get the crab cakes.
I know. It sounded great.
I know. It wasn't actually Walter's, but I just wish that everything did take place at Walter's, RIP.
Lisa's like, are you okay? And Barlow's just like, I'm so sad and confused. Like, is this who she really is? Like, have we been around this woman for that long?
And she's laughing because Lisa's like, oh my God, did you just get back from New York? And like, Heather's like, yeah. She's like, oh, she's like, not yesterday, but the day before. Like, I don't know why it always cracks me up when it's like, yeah, I got back a couple of days ago. She's like, yeah, I just got back 48 hours ago. Like,
I know.
Heather honestly looks, she looked fabulous.
She looked great. She looked great at the book signing too. She's like, I'm just in shock, you know, like how she went this far and went this long. Like,
she's finally admitting though that Jen did it. But then I find it interesting the Coach Shaw angle she takes. I did, like, they both were crying because I did feel sad. It's like, first off, I don't know if you know, but Jen has a son and he's 16. That's Omar. She's not like mentioned it once.
Kids, though.
No, Sharif. I know, but she's always talking about like Omar.
But it's always Omar. Yeah.
It's always Omar. Well, Sharif is also, I think Sharif Jr. is like 29.
Oh, I thought. Oh, okay.
Maybe he's 25. Like something like he's older, but it's like Jen's literally going to be out and like Omar, she'll be at Omar's college graduation. Like, yeah. She'll be there, you know? And it's like, but they're like crying. And then I don't know why it was just like, I thought it was so interesting. This angle she's taking now, because, oh, okay, now she's acting as if Coach Shaw is the ringleader.
She's like, I think Coach discovered what she was doing and it was impossible to explain away. And they couldn't get out of it. It was a smoking gun. She doesn't even know what that means.
No.
She's like, the gig is up. And he said, you have to say what you did and you're going to go to jail.
And then she's like, and then both like Lisa was like, if my husband knew, I'd be going crazy. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You both are going to go to jail? Like, I don't know. I'm like, do I think Coach Shaw knew? Absolutely. Do I think that Jen was the ringleader? Yeah. Do I think she kind of wrangled? Like, do I think he did this like under duress? No. I think he's a willing participant.
Or like, was he just like so like smart enough because he has like this law background to make sure he wasn't on any paperwork?
100%. Oh, I think he played a consultant. And I bet if we actually go deep into the books, there could be consultant fees.
Wow.
Again, based on nothing.
But I'm like, he, like, do I think he's the ringleader? No. Do I think, like, Jen maybe asked questions? I don't know. There's just something.
And then Heather's like, I think she really did it.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Like, I wish we did the reunion after the sentencing.
It would be like a really weird scenario that your friend would be like, yo, watch it. Like, I never.
You will all see the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then the next day she pleads guilty.
I mean, I literally couldn't imagine it. Like, I could not imagine if you told me, like, if you were like convicted of something and I'm like, or, you know, whatever. And I'd be like, Mary?
Right.
What? Like, absolutely not. And then something came through. I'd be like, who have I known all this time?
It would be very creepy.
It'd be so weird. But also, I'm like, it all made sense.
Yeah.
It made sense. Now we have to wait a week. We're not even getting the reunion next week. It's rude.
I want so many more of the – I want the girls' reactions in real time, though. Like, I don't want to see it at the reunion. They've had too much time to digest, process, and think about it. I want it on camera right now. I want real reality TV.
If we're doing a two-hour sit-down with Jen – which,
how long was the Lou interview?
It was like 30 minutes. Okay. But I'm just saying, if in my mind we got 2 hours,
I think we can get an hour out of her.
But I also think that there'd be something like, give us
wearing
like,
orange.
If she showed up in orange and a little tiny side hat, like one that she maybe made from like it just, it matches, just a little tiny mm-hmm, side hat. Mm-hmm. I would make every person that I came into contact with watch this episode. But then I want iPhone video captured or an Android. I don't know. You take your preference. They both have cameras. I want from the women a full recording of what they thought.
Yeah.
And I want that in the special.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. It was a great season overall. I was nothing highly happened. Satisfied. I was highly satisfied.
I mean, it was
a lot good. Of people were underwhelmed. I think I enjoyed every moment.
Again, if you watch it through the lens of a parody of itself and like how ridiculous it is, it's very enjoyable.
I would have liked anything to like see Mary one time in the closet.
Bring her back. Charlinda, Mary and her glittered mannequins can come back for an episode next season.
Oh, girl.
One more time. Take us out because we're done now. This was a great episode. Great episodes this week. Really enjoyed it. Mary, take us out with a little girl.
Little girl.
Bye, everyone.